is El Vikingo and Lou. You think they're ready for this, baby?
I honestly don't know.
We're going to do this podcast. Ready or not, we're coming.
We are coming.
Let's do this.
Let's do it.
Welcome, welcome to the podcast.
Woohoo! What?
Do we have a name?
We don't have a name. We're going to have a name.
We'll have a name, but this is the podcast. I am El Vikingo Bluth from social media, or Bronson Bluth.
And I'm Lou Bluth, nutrition coach, wife of this guy. Yeah.
And so basically we just decided to do podcasts just for shits and giggles, I guess.
Hopefully just the giggles part.
Just the giggles.
Yeah.
I don't need any of the other stuff.
Yeah.
So basically, if you followed us on social media, you kind of know what we're about. We'll do a quick introduction, I guess. I am from Chihuahua, Mexico. I live in Asuncion. We live in Asuncion on our farm right now. Everyone asks, "Why? What's a white dude doing in Mexico?" And so basically, quick history on that is in 1885, my Mormon ancestors came and colonized Mexico. And we've been here ever since. A lot of us have left. I'm still here. We're farming. Lou, where are you from?
I'm from Texas. East Texas, Madisonville, Texas. There's a Buc-ee's there, okay?
That's a big deal. There's a Buc-ee's there.
It's a big deal, guys.
If you know, you know.
You know. And, my dad was military, so we moved around a little bit throughout my high school career, but for the most part, that's home, and I met this guy in college at BYU, Brigham Young University. We both graduated in 2012.
What did you graduate in?
Elementary education.
I graduated in construction management.
Yeah, but after graduation, we moved straight to the farm, started farming.
And we farmed here a couple years, then went to Houston, came back, still here, have a couple kids, 6 and 8 year old. Loving life.
Loving life, guys. Everyone should move to a farm.
We've put our life on social media, and so that's what's led us to do the podcast. People reaching out and saying we should do a podcast. If it's helpful, we'll continue. We'll go over a few different subjects, some of the subjects that people have asked us to talk about. One is farming, obviously. A lot of our following are farmers. Relationships.
Oh,
that's gonna be
we're
good.
Really good at that one.
and before I go through all the topics, I just want this to be a raw, honest, good time podcast. We're gonna just leave it out there.
It's all out there, guys. We're pretty open, and actually, we're way too open and way too vulnerable and way too honest. So it's gonna be fun.
I ain't gonna hide anything. So we just wanna show a transparent life, us, who we are, no reservations. One of the other topics that comes up a lot is mental health. We'll go over that. Spirituality, self-discovery, physical health, happiness, our life experience. And so we'll be covering those topics. And right now, I guess my purpose, I'm just thinking about, okay, why do I want to do a podcast? And with my purpose is to reconnect people, bring people together, unite people. Right now, there is so much division, me against you, them against us, in the news, in our daily lives, people protecting their egos. And my purpose, if I can help reconnect people to each other, back to love, reconnect people back to this life, to earth. I'm a farmer. I just feel like there's this huge disconnect. There's this huge disconnect going on, and there's a lot of mental illness, a lot of bad energy out there. And if I could just help a few come back together in love, then mission accomplished for me. And as they call me El Vikingo, I have a logo. You can see it on the video version, on the podcast version. If you've seen my logo, You know what I'm talking about. It's a vikingo surrounded by a circle. And that circle symbolizes unity, because I want to bring people together. And the vikingo strength. I mean, I'm going to rebrand the vikingo, baby. See, back in the day, vikingo was, it was strength. The Viking was strength. Yeah. But they went and they'd go take over places, fight and plunder and all the other good stuff. And so I'm rebranding the vikingo. It's going to just be, have the strength to unite people. Have that strength to bring people together. And drop the ego. That, you know, that's hard. That's hard work. That is a hard thing to do. And I want people that have that strength to use that strength to unite. And so that's the purpose of my, I guess that's my intention with this podcast. Just be, just bring us all together, baby. We're all the same. I am you. You am I.
You am I?
I don't know.
You, no, that works great. Same.
You are me. We're all the same. Like, whenever I have a little too much alcohol, I get in trouble for saying, we're all the same, man. We're all the same.
Yeah, I think you say that like 10 times.
Yeah, everyone makes fun of me. Yeah. For it. So, Lou, what's your purpose?
My purpose is just to connect and share our experience. And if you can take something from it, that's awesome. I'm just here to share. And, I mean, a big perk would just be to find community and get more recruits for our hippie farm we're going to start. So
that would be badass.
That's my purpose. If you're interested, just a message below, okay?
There we go. So I guess we'll dive right into it. And so we don't really have anything planned out. It's just going to be real and raw. We don't really have a topic for today. This is the intro podcast. And so I guess we'll just go ahead and talk about what's going on right now. Who wants to go first?
Right now?
Yeah, like what? Where are we at right now?
Where are we at right now? Well, I mean, recently we just went to my hometown for Christmas. That was kind of a big step in my life and my journey with my dad. If you follow me on social media, you might know a little bit more about that. But there's just been a lot of tension and just lots of issues with communication and things like that with my father. And so this trip was really, I was really worried about it. I was stressed about it. And it ended up being a really good trip. We talked before I went there. Me and my dad talked on the phone. And I went into the conversation with complete humility. No need to prove or say my two cents at all or share my what I was going through or my struggle and how he offended me this way and how I just went in with humility, listening, understanding, and love. And guess what? It was a 5-minute conversation. He told me how he felt, what he expected of me. I said, all right, got it. Let's do it. I'm ready to come home and see my family. And it was a great visit. It was great to see all my siblings. So a good lesson I learned just recently is just sometimes it's so important to just listen and love and shut up.
Yeah, it was a great trip. I was shocked. Beforehand there was tension between Lou and her father, and this time we thought we weren't welcome anymore. And then we went back and had a beautiful trip. Awesome trip. I was on a high the whole time, just a feeling of love and joy with the family. We really enjoyed them. And so what did it take? What did it take for you to make that step? Because beforehand you thought maybe the relationship was done. What did it take?
Yeah, I thought the relationship was done from where we had ended off before, which was really not in a good place at all. But all it took was honestly a phone call, and I just was straightforward. I said, am I welcome home or not? Blatant honesty, straight up question. And he said, yes, you're welcome home. And I said, okay, well, what do you expect from me when I'm home? And what has caused tension in the past? And he said he just wanted to be respected in his home. And that was it.
It's great.
And I said, okay, I respect you. I love you. Let's move forward. And he said, all right. And that's all it took.
just that phone call, not to make assumptions in your head, not to overthink it, and see exactly where he's at and see where you're at without making the assumptions. And he just wanted to be respected like we all do. And
we all
want love. We all want to feel that love and to be loved.
So I made sure that our experience went well and that he felt respected and loved for me, and it went well. But having that initial conversation, I had built it up in my head like it was going to be disastrous and was bringing in all the past garbage that had happened. And you know what you do, your thoughts go places that they shouldn't. But all it was a simple question. And sometimes you just have to have a conversation, and with a heart full of love. Go into it with love. Go into it with humility. And that's all it took. I was shocked. It was a 5-minute convo. That's all it took.
Yeah.
So that's my big learning experience.
Humility, love, communication, dropping the ego, baby.
And it was hard. Like, I'm still like, sometimes I'm like, I wish I would have told him that I want to be respected too, and I deserve to be respected too.
Why?
But I didn't say that.
Why?
Because I didn't feel like it was necessary to be said. I didn't think it was the right time. I didn't think it was the right place. And I was going into the conversation truly to hear his perspective. So it's interesting. I still kind of feel that like need, like, why didn't I tell him how I feel? Why didn't I? But it wasn't necessary. I didn't want that out of that conversation. I wanted peace in our trip, for our kids to enjoy their trip, and for
you to enjoy your siblings and your mother as well.
Oh yeah, my siblings are a freaking blast. We make fun of each other all the time.
They're awesome.
I think
awesome.
My butt was smacked like 10 times, maybe more. We like to smack butts.
That's why they're all big and swollen.
Yeah, we got some big booties in the Dean
house. They got some booties in the Dean home.
Oh, yeah. Anyways, my siblings are the most loving and just awesome people. They're so much fun. I love them. I love my family. So that was good. What about you? Where are you at?
Where am I at? I'll just go into it. Well, I guess the most recent experience I've had. Okay, so I'm getting ready to plant this year. I'm a farmer. We're going to be planting onions, chili, a lot of things coming up. And so I like to get myself ready for the new season. And so last year what I did, what was great, is I did a thing called sapo, which is like a frog in Spanish, or a toad. Mm-hmm. And it's called Bufo alvarius. And so it's a psychedelic you do. I know. Woo, woo, yeah, yeah. Crazy. I know.
Drugs.
And so I just needed a reset last year, because last year I was struggling previously with a lot of anxiety, some mental issues, a little bit of depression. And I just wanted to get out of my own way. I wanted to get out of those feelings, that low vibrational energy, and I just wanted to overcome that anxiety. There's a ton of anxiety in farming. I mean, it's a big gamble. You're putting all this money and effort into something. You can lose it all in a few seconds with Mother Nature or a bad market. So all kinds of anxieties, right? And with relationships and leaving a religion that I grew up in, etc. There was anxiety. So I was just researching different things, and the same topic kept coming up about this thing called sapo or Bufo alvarius or various. Not sure how to pronounce it, but it's 5-MeO-DMT. And so I felt ready, and so last year I did it and had the most incredible spiritual experience of my life. I understood where my anxiety came from. I received the lessons that I needed to progress personally. It kind of dissolves the ego if you allow it and you're ready. Beautiful reset in my life that I really needed. So I was on a high. And then after that, I did a program called 75 Hard, which is just it's a mental program. Exercise program, what would you call it? Just to deal with physical health, mental health, emotional health, etc.
It's a lot.
Basically, what it is, a breakdown. You do two workouts a day, 45 minutes. One's inside, one is outside. You read 10 pages of a personal development book. You drink a gallon of water. You take a progress pic every day. No cheat meals and no alcohol.
For 75 days straight.
75 days straight. No breaks. And so I did that last year.
It's hardcore.
And loved the results with my mental game, emotional game.
You were on fire.
Fire.
I mean, guys, you should have seen this guy's energy. I was like, man.
Because I am not a high energy person. Am I wrong?
No, you're not.
I can't keep up
with
Lou.
I'm the high energy, like, more of the high energy person.
And so on this, it just, between the Sapo reset and the lessons I learned there and doing 75 hard, it's just a great reset in my life. Got me in a high vibration, got me a lot of energy, overcome
got
anxiety.
Got him a six pack, ladies, gentlemen. I mean, can we talk about fire here? He was a hot vikingo.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, he still is.
Oh, shoot.
He still is.
Yeah, it was the... I mean, the physical result. The physical results were amazing. I felt good. I just felt freaking good.
He had a six-pack.
Yeah, I don't think I'd ever had a six-pack in my life. I'm not sure.
Well, you're
I don't
not
think
like a
so.
Lean guy. You're a big... He's a big guy, okay? He's like almost six... You're 6'3".
6'3".
He's a... Yeah, yeah. Vikingo, look at it.
Like, I pack it on quick. I can gain weight quick. I mean, I think my heaviest was like around 270 when I was in Houston.
Oh my gosh, it got
doing construction, eating fast food and all that shit every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I pack it on quick. And so basically where I'm at right now is I went throughout the year and I had an amazing year. A lot of realizations,
really
a lot of accomplishments, a lot of personal development, just feeling on fire, just a good freaking year.
And we moved to the farm, which was, our whole family moved to the farm, which was
because of COVID.
Incredible.
We went from the city back to the farm, and it was just a great decision for us. And so where I'm at right now, we're getting ready to plant, so I wanted to do the same routine that I did last year. So yesterday, I went down to the outskirts of Chihuahua City and did another round of Sapo or 5-MeO-DMT and had another beautiful experience of things that I went into to learn more about myself, more like purpose of life and different questions that I had, and just it was a very beautiful experience that I had again.
What was your question that you went in with? Or is that too personal?
I don't know.
What was your intention?
Much. My intention was to understand more of what this life is and what my purpose in it is if I do have a purpose.
Right. And he went by himself, guys. I didn't go with him. This is his journey, his spiritual journey. And he went with an intention. He was prepared and was ready to take that next step in his spiritual journey. But it also goes to show that your spiritual journeys don't need to always align, and that you need to give people the space to discover who they are without always needing to be like, well, I guess I should do it too, just because my partner's doing this and I want to be on the same page as them. And I guess I should do this spiritual, read this book too. And no, your spiritual journey is completely your own. And Bronson felt the need to do this again, and he drove his truck and took the 3-hour trip there and went and did what he needed to do and came back and ready to go. So,
and I think that's a very important point that Lou brings up, is just allowing people to do what they need in their personal journey in life. It doesn't always have to be together, and we don't have to control each other in our marriages. And allow each other that space or in a support. Like, I had 100% support from Louisa doing this. And just, I feel just like a free man to do what I need to do in this experience of life.
And my not going didn't make you feel like, well, I guess I shouldn't go.
No.
Like, Louisa's not going with me. So either way, it wasn't. We're definitely our own individuals in this marriage, and I love that.
Yeah, I love that it's just a journey together. We enjoy each other in this journey and being together in this journey. And I do not feel like I'm a possession of Lou's. Like, oh, he's my husband and I'm going to control him. And he's not gonna do that if I say so or I put my foot down. She allows me to explore, to live this life and get the most out of this life that I want. And I do the same. Louisa is not my property. She is not my possession. I have no need to control Louisa. I love sharing this experience with Louisa. And whatever she wants to do, I mean, that's up to her. Whatever that is. Like, it don't matter.
Yeah.
You know, and it's taken time to get to this place. But I appreciate that. And so, you know, that allowed, you know, me to have a very awesome experience. Maybe in another episode, I'll get more into the details. But it really was a great reset for me to have more focus on what my purpose in this life is. And more about who I am. It's just, I highly recommend it to anybody. Super healthy, non-addictive. I mean, I did it. I jumped in the truck. I drove 3 hours home on this amazing high vibration and energy and just felt really good about it. And then as for tomorrow, that was yesterday, and tomorrow I'm starting 75 hard again.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be good. I just really loved it last year and what it did for me and the progress I made in my life. And so I'll be doing it tomorrow just to kick out the year right and get it. I want to be in the right mindset before I get into the craziness of farming.
What's the hardest part of 75 hard for you?
The hardest part is a meal plan. So following a nutrition plan. I love to eat.
He likes food, guys.
I like my chicharron burritos. I love...
We all do.
Cake, and I love bad food, greasy food, hamburgers.
But you like he likes a lot of it.
Large quantities.
Large portions, guys.
Large quantities of quality food.
I like small portions of quality food on occasion. The hardest thing for me on the 75 hard, because I did try it. I think I got to day 50 last time. And I had a... I didn't finish it. But the hardest part is
why
the
didn't
gallon.
You finish it?
Well, I had to have surgery.
What kind of surgery did you have?
Well, I got breast augmentation.
You made your boobies bigger?
I got big boobies.
Okay, that's why she... Okay.
Anyways, so that was fun. But it did make me not finish 75 hard. But guys, I cannot drink the gallon of water. It's so hard for my body.
You hardly ever drink water. There you go.
Pouring myself an apricot LaCroix as we speak. This counts as water, right?
Yes, carbonated water.
Okay, doing it. I need to work my water intake. Obviously, it's bad. I drink a lot of coffee. Is that water?
It has water in it, but
does
it's
it
like
count?
Saying, yeah, Monster, green Monster has water in it.
Dang it. Dang it.
Water's Andy good Frizzella. For y'all. Drink some water, baby.
Andy Frizzella needs to just lower the gallon intake for a woman. Just a bit. Now I'm trying to make exceptions. That's not what the program's about.
Just do your own. She's good. Louisa really is good at just having her own program and her own healthy habits. I need more discipline in my life because I have a problem with portion control when it comes to food or alcohol. Like, when I drink, I just want to ride that buzz and keep drinking until...
Who knows what? Yeah. We're working on that. I'm proud of you.
I'm trying to figure out portion control.
It's good. And 75 hard was kind of... Last year, I remember you were just like, I want to prove to myself that I am in control. That was one of your reasons for doing it. You wanted to prove to yourself.
Yeah, I don't want to lose control of my life and create bad habits if it comes to food or like tobacco, alcohol, bad relationships, having bad information coming in my life. Any habit, like it could be like watching the news, super negative. I gave the news up in 2012 because it just affected my life too much. Or yeah. bad food, my energy levels went down. I wasn't feeling good. I didn't look good. It just wasn't good.
Oh, you
sex
always look
wasn't
baby.
As good.
Yeah, a little sluggish, you know.
A little sluggish. Sluggish. Didn't have the sex. Cardio and didn't look the greatest.
Yeah. But I was still good where we were at.
Yeah, I was still good.
It's always been good.
Yeah, I was real good. I was real good.
You're
all the time.
Really good at sex.
Really good. Well, that's real and raw. Anyway.
I know a lot of raw things.
Uh-oh.
Anyways.
So, I will start 75 hard
tomorrow. Should I do it, guys? I'm, like, debating. I'm debating. Oh.
Well, it depends how you feel. If your health, if you're at a good place
I'm
and you feel healthy.
I'm in such a good place.
You are in a really good place.
I'm just not sure I want to do that. But I love the program. I think it did wonders for him. I saw such a drastic change. So,
and the outdoor workouts, just being on that runner's high and just getting those vibes in your life.
If you follow us on Instagram, you know every day there's a story of one of us running with a.
I was vibing high, baby.
Oh, we vibe run, vibe running. What are we gonna call it?
I don't know.
Runner's high vibe. I don't know. There's a place when you're running where you can go mentally, guys. I'm not kidding, okay? Runner's high is a thing, and I love it. We both just have found that place. Running on the farm through the fields.
And I was never a runner my whole life. I hated running.
This guy?
Hated it. The only time I ran was like basketball practice. I'd run for a ball, maybe do like 50 meters, 100 meters, like a mile was rough.
To get a hot dog.
Yeah, I'd run for food.
I'm just kidding.
Run, you know? But yeah, and then I ended up running 4 to 5 miles a day for 75 days straight.
And we're getting onions this week? Weekend?
Onion transplants will be coming in on Wednesday or Thursday.
So that means green fields to run in.
Oh, yeah.
Buddy. I'm excited about that. That's yeah. There's another level of beauty and just energy once that plant is in the ground, and you it's incredible to watch.
Just seeing that growth and there's being
we're
outside.
Hippies we sound like a bunch of hippies right now. Are we woohoos? That's what people call us.
Woohoos, hippies, I don't care what you call it. I just want to connect to what this is. Life, energy, earth. I guess that's hippie.
We're super hippie. I love it. So if you want to join our hippie farm, guys, find us on here.
I would love to have a hippie farm.
Me too.
People with a similar vibe and just producing food and having good combos and exploring galaxies and the energies.
Oh,
and
yeah.
All that stuff and just freaking full of love.
You're getting the fields and bikinis. Does that count?
Woo, that counts. That counts. As long as I can irrigate butt ass naked.
Yeah. Yeah.
After 75.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah.
No, you can always be naked, babe. I love your naked body.
So that's where we're at. And I mean, honestly, I feel like we are at, or I'll speak for myself, I just feel like we're at a really good place in our life right now. How are you feeling?
I'm in a really good place right now. I feel like our relationship's in a really good place. I mean, we live on a farm. We kind of have a very controlled environment.
Yes.
Not many people are involved in our life, not besides on social media, but like we don't have neighbors we're dealing with. We don't have materialism right in our face all the time. So we've kind of pushed a lot of the things that were bringing a lot of toxicity into our life out and have kind of a controlled environment. But I love it. Yeah. It makes life a lot more clear, a lot more focused. And I feel like our relationship's in an amazing place. I mean, we did fight a little bit in the car the other day. Remember that? When we were driving directions, guys. We always
was a little tense there for a second.
But, I mean, that's just ego issues.
Well, let's talk about that. I mean, we're in such a good place with our relationship, with the life, and everything's going great. But, I mean, that doesn't mean everything is perfect all the time. For example, on Friday, I had to go pick up some dirt bikes for the boys in El Paso. So we crossed the border into El Paso, and I was in a rush because I had to get there at a certain time. And you'll see all the bad parts of me when I am in traffic in a city.
Driving. He has road rage. And don't tail him for more than 2 seconds.
Yeah, do not tell me. Don't be one of those people that don't want a speeding ticket. So you follow the guy that's speeding and you're just telling them the whole way.
What if it's just an old grandma?
Like,
I feel bad for grandmas. What if it's an old grandma that's shaking in the wheel?
You know? I need to like drop this shit I'm dealing with and be nice on the road. Like the other day, the guy was telling me going in Chihuahua.
Oh my God.
And there was no one on the freeway or on the highway. And so I literally slowed down to 5 miles.
I was going
80 to 5.
Such an asshole.
And he just would not pass me until I just like stopped. And then he finally passed me just because he wanted me to get the speeding ticket. But anyway, let's put that aside. I got some work.
Bronson has some work to do. So do I. I think I had given him directions. And I said, oh my gosh, it's super far away.
I was like, Lou, can you look up the directions on Google Maps?
And I did. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's super far out. And he was like, what do you mean? And I was like, oh, wait, yeah, it's right here. And showed him on the map. And he's like, that's not far out. What are you taking about? What kind of directions are you giving me? Made me feel really insecure about my direction giving. Which, to be honest, guys, I'm going to admit something right here. My directions suck. My directional, like, viewpoint is way off. North. Okay, am I getting this right? North is that way.
North is north, yeah.
West is that way.
Yep.
East and south.
Yes.
Okay.
And
good.
Inner city is inner city in the middle. Outer city and outskirts is outskirts.
Anyways, we had a little conversation about perception and communication of what that's far out there means to each other. And
so I had to calm down.
And I had to calm down. And we both kind of just calmed down at the same time.
Because I
didn't say anything.
I think we both respect like our peace together, and we love our good relationship. So right when the tension was there, it was like, oh shit.
It went quiet.
I don't like that feeling. That sucks.
So I was looking out the window, and I was just like, why did I get so like? Why did my heart rate go up? Why was I so into that conversation? Why did I get so intense? And then I was like, you know what, Louisa? It's because you're a little insecure about driving and your directions and. It was just your ego protecting and feeling defensive about your insecurity. And I was like, okay, that makes sense. Now, why is Bronson feeling tense right now? Okay, he's driving. He gets really tense when he drives. I know this about the guy. Okay, that makes sense. I'm not taking what he said personal. He's in a stressful situation and I'm feeling insecure. Solved. So then I made sense of it in my head and then I was fine.
And then Bronson, I had to figure out the same thing. I was like, okay, why do I get tense when I'm driving? And I need to apologize to Lou. Swallow the ego. Just be like, oh shit. I was being an asshole.
Oh my god.
It's okay to be wrong. It's better just to have a good vibe and day. And I wanted to have a good day. Lou wanted to have a good day. Our kids Beckham wasn't. He doesn't need to hear our shit. You know?
I mean, our conversation probably lasted, what, 1 minute? 1 minute of a little bit of tense.
Yeah, it was quick.
Tenseness. We went quiet. We figured it out ourselves. And then we didn't even talk about it. Till now.
Yeah, we just wanted to show some.
So we just figured it out ourselves. And we're fine. But that's taken a while to figure that out, though. We used to have some.
Yeah, when we're... How long have we been married? 11 years?
11 years.
11 years. Our first year was complete dog shit.
Yeah, just all... A lot of... I had a lot of need to be right was a big one. And I'm still working on that, but it was bad.
No, you're good.
I'm good. I still need to work on it at times, but that was bad at first.
Sex was good.
Need to control you.
Because we were virgins leading up to that. We're Mormons. We were at BYU.
Oh
we were complete virgins. First year, I mean, I think sex is what kept us together. Other than that, it was just complete bullshit. Raging egos.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know how to
bad.
Be married. I didn't... And so we had a lot of experiences early on.
A lot.
And we knew what we didn't want. And so, like, we just worked on that. And Whew.
Oh, it's so much better now.
Like, holy shit, it's good.
Because I could have let that conversation and my feelings of insecurity ruin our entire trip. I could have easily. And I could see myself doing that 5 years ago, 10 years ago. But it's good to come to a place where you can just process, okay, why am I feeling this way? It has nothing to do with you. Why am I feeling this way? And processing your emotions.
So how did we reconnect? Through just dropping the ego in love and a desire for just good vibrations, a good day.
And we didn't take it personal. Like, I knew why you were lashing out. You were in a stressful situation. So I didn't take that any further than that.
And also, I mean, I could have kept it going. I could have kept egging it on, feeding my ego. But that wasn't as important to me as just having a good day.
Peace.
And my love for Luisa and my love for life and just wanting a good energy in my life that day. And so it's just like, I just dropped the ego, bro.
We just let it go.
Just let it go. And that translates into like where we're at right now in 2021. I mean, my whole purpose that I want to do is just reconnect people, bring us together and unite us. And just the ego, it gets in the way. So like right now, there's all this turmoil. Is that how you say it? Turmoil?
Yeah.
Turmoil. In the world. I mean, the news is just going crazy like usual, but even worse. And there's all this division. And there's these political fights between Democrats and Republicans and blah, blah, blah. And presidential, you know, all that bullshit. And just like all this division that people are creating to gain power. And people, institutions or different powers in the world creating this fear to get people divided so they can get gain and all this stuff. And it's just, right now, it's just kind of heavy. It is heavy. And there's a lot of mental illness right now. A lot of people are struggling. A lot of people are struggling and disconnected to that pure love of what this life is.
Yeah.
And that pure energy that's just flowing through everything. I'm getting hippie again.
Yeah, we tend to do that.
And so anyway, like just that little conversation that Lou and I had in our ride. And just what we had to go. Just like, okay, drop the ego. We love love. We love each other.
So let's tune into that.
Let's tune into that. Drop the ego. Like just
tune into love.
Tune into love and reconnect.
Same with my relationship with my dad. I just had to tune into love.
And
just have to tune into love, guys.
And with the world right now, the way it is, there's just this disconnect and all these divisions that are so unnecessary. Religion, politics,
race, social status. Social status. I mean, like, we could go on.
There's so many different ways to divide us and the wars and all this different stuff. I don't think, like, do we all like that?
I don't think so, but I could be wrong. I think some people might kind of crave drama and division because it
brings power or...
I don't know.
Who knows?
It helps them feel right and like they're a part of a team. I don't know.
Feeding the ego, basically.
Yeah, I think it comes down to that for sure.
Feeding the ego and having power and just putting people down and the competitive nature. And
a lot of competition. Yeah. But I just feel like we're in a really good spot here on the farm. Agriculture is a fun industry to be in. Keeps you connected and grounded, literally.
Yes.
But we're good.
And so with this podcast is just, we want to, or I at least want, to be able to just share our story and our experiences of just real day-to-day life and what we're going through and talk about all the subjects, all the things, and to have people realize, there I go again, that we're all the same. We're all the same, and to unite us all And to help people in any way, whether it comes with like their mental health or emotional health, whether it comes to farming, nutrition, your industry.
Yep.
Exercise. They're leaving a religion or programming, deprogramming, and finding what this life is all about, and having that support and somebody to relate to. What other subjects?
I think relationships is a big one. I mean, me and you are in a good place, but there's a lot of family relationships that need work, farming, competition, small town, things like that.
Woo, small town.
Small town.
Dealing with small town gossip? Holy shit, and everybody in your business? Yeah, we've had to deal with that quite a bit. That's ongoing.
I bet a lot of people that live in small towns can relate. So that's a big one, just relationships with everyone in the town or family members. And so, yeah, we have a lot to talk about.
We have a lot to talk about. We're going to be inviting other people in to tell their story as well. And if you do like this podcast and what we're doing, share it. Give us some feedback. I mean, if it's good, if it's helpful, we'll continue. If we're both full of shit, let us know, and we'll just kind of drop it, learn more about life, and come back, maybe.
Yeah. We might be completely full of it.
Might be.
Who knows?
Who knows? This is our experience. If you want more of it, let us know. If there's certain topics you want us to cover, let us know. And also, please share it. So, if you think it will help somebody else, and if it is helpful, share it. All right? That's all we got to say. How are we going to end this?
Bye, Felicia. No. That one was a good one. Hasta luego.
See you later, bro.
That's a good one.
It's all about love, baby!
See you on the internet!
Yeah.